Okay. All right. So good morning, everyone. So the top line here, Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph. So it's really just picking up in the middle of the last sugya. And so we'll close that out and then we'll do the new topic here. So Ella Amar Rava Mehacha. So yeah, so Rava says, we're trying to understand, how do we know that a woman is allowed to write or have a get written on her own behalf with her own material, her own shtar, her own document, and then give that to her husband to then subsequently give back to her as a valid get. So the Gemara says, Rava says, Mehacha, we know that concept from here. Arev hayotze la'achar chisum shtaros goved minachasim nechorim. So an Arev, guarantor in Yana Dioma, like Yehuda for Binyamin. So an Arev, a guarantor who signs himself onto a shtar after the Edim, meaning, so Reuven lends money to Shimon, Reuven is a Malve, and he has a shtar raya saying that he lent $1,000 to Shimon, he's allowed to collect from it. Of course, at the bottom of the shtar, the Edim sign on the shtar. After the signature of the Edim, Levi subsequently agrees to be an Arev, a guarantor on the loan, in case Shimon defaults. He needs to then take ownership of this shtar to sign himself onto the bottom and then return it to Reuven. So the halacha is that in that situation, it works, but Reuven is only allowed to collect from the Nechasim B'nei Chorin of this guarantor of this Arev of Levi, not of the Mishubadim, meaning whatever, if this all happened on January 1st, 2023, so Reuven would, and that's when Levi signs himself as an Arev onto the bottom of the shtar. So Reuven would be allowed to collect, if Shimon defaults on the loan, Reuven would be allowed to collect any B'nei Chorin, any land without a lien on it or that hadn't been sold that Levi owns. Any Levi had sold, we would not go and take back from whoever he sold it to, because the witnesses were unaware that Levi made himself an Arev onto the shtar. I know that's a lot of information, but basically, without getting into it too much, because I guess it's not really the case over here, but an Arev is allowed to sign himself onto the shtar, but when the Malva goes and collects from the Arev, he can only collect from what the Arev has himself right now, as opposed to the 30 seconds just to clarify this, as opposed to Shimon himself, maybe it's easier to say like this. Shimon himself, if I lend money to Ari, $1,000 to Ari, and Ari defaults on the loan, he doesn't have $1,000 to pay me, not only can I collect from his Nechasim and Nechorin, but had Ari sold land to anybody else, I can now go and take that land from them and say, tough luck, go collect the money from Ari. That's how it works between a Malv and a Lovev. And part of that is because when I have a shtar that I give to Ari that I lent him money and Edom signed in the shtar, the assumption of the Gemara is that creates a kol, Edom talk, people talk. Everybody knows I lent money to Ari. Everybody knows it's dangerous to buy land from Ari because I have a lien on all of his property. And if he fails, then I can collect that money from you. That is true between myself, the Malveh, and the Lovev. The Arev who gets into the picture after the Edom are involved, nobody has any idea he's an Arev. So it'd be unfair to his Lekuchos, to those who buy property from him, to expect that I can go and take their. So that's what the Rav is saying here, based on this Brisa or Mishnah, that Arev hayotze la'achar chisum shtaros govim minachas minichorin. But what you see from here is that an Arev can, in fact, sign himself onto the shtar and then return that shtar to the Malve. People understand the idea that you can have your own document be machnit to one another in this process. So from all of that, you see that a woman can also write her own get and give it to her husband and be divorced for that. All right, that was probably the most complicated part of that. So Amar Rav Ashi, my kushya, Rav Ashi saying, what are you trying to prove from here? Dilma Gavra Shiny. This is definitely the least PC line of the day. Maybe a man is different because men are more in tune with the knowledge of business and shtaros, and a man, an Arev and a Mav would understand, okay, I have to be machnit this to you. You can sign on to it. You're machnit back to me. But a woman wouldn't understand that. Dilma Gavra Shiny Diyada La'aknuye. He would know it would be machnit to one another, but a woman wouldn't understand that she had to actually be machnit the document to her husband, and therefore we should be choshish that a woman cannot write her own get and give it to her husband. So Ella Amar Rav Ashi, how do we know that a woman can write her own get again and have a sofa write a get for her and give it to her husband? Mehacha from the following Mishnah, Isha Kosevis as Gita, pretty explicit. A woman can write her own get, or again, have a sofer write her own get on her own parchment, her own document, and then subsequently give it to her husband. V'ha'ish kosev es shovro. And a man can write his own receipt, a shovro is a receipt, after he pays, if in a case of divorce, if he pays her the ksuba and everything that he owes her, he then wants to get a receipt, a shovro from her, claiming that he paid everything, and therefore she cannot double collect from him. She'ein kiyam haget ela b'chosama. Okay, the reason that a woman can write her own shtar, can write her own get, is because the way you effectuate a get is through the edim. Again, whether it's edim esira or edim chasima, but the edim are the key ones that matter here. So it doesn't really matter who wrote it. The woman wrote it, the husband wrote it, a sofer wrote it, you know, a parrot writes, whatever it is, it doesn't matter who writes it. The ikur is the ones who sign in it. But what we see from here, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, that it doesn't matter who writes it, the ikur is who signs in it. But we see from here that, in fact, we do trust the process of a woman writing her own get or having a get written on her own material and then transferring it to the husband, who is then going to transfer it back to her, and that would be a valid get. So that concludes this last bit of the Shach Vataria of how we know that a woman can have her own get written and be mocked to the husband, who then gives it back to her. Okay. And again, I hope that first part was a little clear, but the little kuchos thing, happy to follow up later. Okay. Amar Rava, now new point. So Rava says, okay, katso, all right, we'll just get into it here. Katsav la get, if a husband writes a get for his wife, the nasno biyad abdo, and he puts it in the hand of his eved. So far that's no good because he needs to give the get to her. He can appoint a shliach to give it to her, but an eved kanani is not a valid shliach. So right now we have just a lack of nesina from the husband to the wife. So what does he do? So he writes a get and he puts it in the hand of his eved kanani. V'chas avla shtar matana alav, and he writes a shtar matana on the eved. So whether I think some rishonim say like literally on the hand of the eved, others say that just additionally he also puts a shtar matana in the hand of the eved. So now the eved is holding onto two shtaros as he shows up to the wife's house. Kinasuhu umiskaresh esba. So the Gemara says that the wife acquires the eved, and she also is divorced by virtue of acquiring the eved. And the reason for this is basically this is called a kinyan chatzer. That in general, a chatzer is kone for an individual. If I have my chatzer and someone comes and drops, wants to give me a gift and put some money, a briefcase of money or something else into my chatzer, that chatzer is kone ed for me. So here we're treating this eved like the woman's chatzer. And once the eved becomes the woman's, so it's as if the husband put the get into the woman's chatzer, and that is a valid nesina. That would be the equivalent of the husband putting the get into his wife's hand. He put the get into his wife's chatzer, aka this eved. So now the Gemara asks, "Va'amai, but how can this work? Chatzer mehalachasi. This is a mobile, moving chatzer. V'chatzer mehalachas lo kana. And we know that a moving chatzer is not kona. A car." So a car, I guess, is a good example that this Gemara would say would not be kona. Well, the Gemara is going to counter, so we'll see maybe we can have the equivalent case in a car. But very good. So a car, you put into somebody's car because it's a chatzer kona, it's a chatzer mehalachas, would not be kona. V'chi tema be'omid, okay. But maybe the case is that he acquires it when he shows up to the woman, he stands still. You know, the car is parked. He stands still, and in that moment, he is the chatzer she'ena mahalachas, and therefore it should be good. V'ha'amar Rava, I think as many of us would have retorted, no, because kol she'ilu mahalech lo kana, omed v'yoshev lo kana. So kol she'ilu mahalech lo kana, omed v'yoshev lo kana. Any entity, anything that if it were to be moving is not kona, so even if it's omed v'yoshev, it's also not going to be kona, and that is the status of this eved right here, therefore it should not be kona. Yeah. So okay, so maybe that's this next point again. It's never apples to apples, but I think we can try to fundamentally make the comparison. That's this next line. We push it one step further. The hilchasa bekapos. No, the case is that he's tied up. So basically, and if just I don't know if Tosos is allowed, but just even two words of Tosos, that huge Tosos, the hilchasa bekapos. Tosos says kapos v'yashan be'inan. No. He's tied up and he's sleeping. Meaning, no, you can get into a situation where, yes, in theory, he could walk, but if the current status is such that he literally cannot walk, he's tied up and he's sleeping, so that's considered to be a chatzer ha'omid. So, yes, I do believe in any situation there would be, even for a wagon or a car, I don't think it's as simple as it's parked, because that would be omid v'yosha, but maybe the wheels are off, the horse is gone, it's out of gas, the battery's dead. In theory, or you don't have your key, something I can relate to, yeah, or whatever it is. But, you know, like I said, it's not apples to apples, so whatever the exact fundamental comparison to being kapos, and for tosos, even kapos for yashan, so that would allow a chatzer, even one that could theoretically move, in order to be kona. Okay, so that's one technical hurdle that the Gemara overcomes in order to explain how the husband can again give it to the eved, who then is makna, he's makna that to the woman, who then allows her to have her get. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. V'ilgos of a kapos, fine. V'amar Rava. So that's statement one of Rava. Statement one of Rava is that a woman, husband can give it to the Eved Kanani, along with the Shtar Matana of the Eved Kanani, and altogether the woman is going to be divorced, and she has a gift of this Eved. V'amar Rava. Rava also says, Kasav la get, he can write his wife a get, v'nasno b'chatzero, and also put in her chatzer. Now this seems rather obvious. We kind of just exactly said this concept in a different fashion. So the Gemara wants an, sorry, one more line. V'chasav la shtar matana, v'chasav la shtar matana alav, kinasu miskareshes ba. So again, she doesn't have a chatzer, which in general was probably the case, because most things, kol mashkana isha kana baila, with some exceptions. So the assumption is that these are all his chatzeros. So if he wants to give her her own get, he can, again, let's say the order here. He writes her a get. He puts it into his chatzer. Then he writes her shtar matana on this chatzer. She is kona the chatzer, and she is miskaresh espa. So this seems, again, to be exactly the case that we had previously. Just we're replacing the eved, with his chatzer, in either way gifting each of them to the woman with the eved inside, or being with the shtar or the get inside, or being held onto, and that all works. Now the Gemara wants to say why Rava needs to give both of these examples, because they seem to be the same. Utsricha, we need both to iash, we need an eved, if he just taught us the first case of eved, which appears to be the bigger chiddush, because not only is that chatzer, that's a chatzer mehaleches. So why can't you just teach me the bigger chiddush and then another case of chatzer? For the following reason. Hava amina, Dafka Eved. I would have thought, okay, this is true, but only if it's the Eved case of Chatzer. Why? Aval Chatzer, Ligzar Mishum Chatzera Habala Achar Mikan. We should not allow him to do the situation with his own Chatzer, to put it in his own Chatzer, and then give her a Matana, get that Chatzer's Matana, because of the following Chashash, even though fundamentally it would work. The Chashash being, what if people see this happens? Oh, do you hear? Reuven divorced his wife by this mechanism of putting into his chatzer, and he gave her the chatzer. So next time, someone else, another Reuven, is going to put his shtar into a third party's chatzer, his neighbor, his brother, Shimon's chatzer. And then Shimon, his neighbor, is going to gift this chatzer to the wife. And they're going to think that she's divorced because, well, now this chatzer belongs to his wife, and the get is inside of it. And we know if Reuven does that with his own chatzer, it works. It's the same way he does it with his own eved, it works. People are going to think that's true, but that doesn't work. That does not work in that case. Why? Period. So the reason that doesn't work is because there's no nesina there. So think about that. If I put it into my neighbor's chatzer, and he then gifts the chatzer to my wife, there is never a vinasala. I never actively gave her a get. It just appeared in her chatzer. Because when I put it in, it was not yet her chatzer. It wasn't even my chatzer. And someone else gifted her the chatzer. So that action that brought the get to her was not even done through me. As opposed to if I put in my own chatzer and I gift her the chatzer, so then it's still a question that the Gemara deals with later. On Daf Ayin Zayin, so yeah, I do remember learning back in my Shunabet and Shalavim, and there's a famous Ketzos in it. Don't ask me what he says, but I know that there's a famous Ketzos to get there. But that is a concept called Gito V'yado Bayin Ke'echad. And it's like a little bit of a shayla, just to think about, like, how does it work when the woman, when I put my get into my chatzer or into the hand of my Evan, and the woman is Konan? So do we say, like, what happens first? So do we say that because there's a little bit of a problem, like a catch 22, that really I own the property that she owns. So to say that she can be gifted this chatzer, and then through that she could get her get, is a little bit problematic because it's really my chatzer. So then you have to say that, okay, she has to be her own independent person, free from this marriage, to then be kona the chatzer. So she has to get her get first, and then she'd be kona the chatzer. But that's circular, because how does she get her get if it's in my chatzer, and her chatzer is what's kona the get? So the Gemara says, okay, gito v'yado b'ayin ke'echad. It's this simultaneous action that the get allows her to become a free person to have her own possessions to then have the chatzer, but it's the chatzer that gets the get. So the Gemara, the Rishon, the Nexos, try to make sense exactly what the process. But either way, when I put it into my chatzer, however this is b'ayin ke'echad, it's my action that's giving her the get. If I put it into my friend's chatzer and he gives her the chatzer as a gift, I was never v'nasanla, and that's me a problem. So we would think that I shouldn't even be allowed to do it in my chatzer, gezeira atu, putting it into a friend's chatzer and him gifting it, and people thinking that that works, because that doesn't work. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. I need to teach the case of chatzer. Eved alone wouldn't be enough. Okay, so the yashmina and eved, havamina dafka eved, ava chatzer lo mishum, ligzor mishum chatzer abala achar mikan, that's a concern. The iyash inan chatzer, and if Rav adjusts on the case of chatzer, hava amina daka chatzer, aval eved, ligzar kapos, atu she'eno kapos. I would think that even the eved would work, even in the case where he's tied down, I should make a gezera, atu a case that he's not tied down, that people are going to think, well, I can always give it to an eved, even when he's not tied down, and that would work even when in reality, it doesn't work. So that's why Rav has to teach both of these cases, but at the end of the day, both of these cases work. Kamash v'lan, that in both of these cases, the woman is kone the chatzer, is kone the eved, and in doing so, gito the chatzero, gito the eved, the avdo, ba'in ke'echad, it all comes to her simultaneously, and it's a valid get, it's a valid nesina, everything is valid. Okay. Amar Abaye, and of course it works against her will. It doesn't matter if she wants to, because you can divorce your wife ba karcha. Amar Abaye, that's what we get to now. Michti chatzer mehecha is rabu miyada. So Abaye wants to know, let's think about this for a second. How do we know that you're ever allowed, that she's allowed to be kone by her chatzer, that you're allowed to put her a get into her chatzer? From the word yada, that v'nasan bi yada. And the Gemara says yada doesn't just mean her literal hand, it means the extension of her hand as well, which includes her chatzer. Ma yada de'isa bein midaita bein bal korcha. Well, just like if you're putting it into her hand, if you're giving it actually to her, that works whether it's midaita or bal korcha, whether she knowingly agrees to this or you basically give it to her against her will. Af chatzera de'isa. Well, if we're saying chatzer is an extension of her yad, then that should work. Bein midaita bein bal korcha, whether it's, again, willingly or even against her will. And that is simply not true in this case. V'hamatana midaita isa balkarcha lasa. Our case where the husband puts the get into his own chatzer or his own eved, which is a chatzer, and gifts that to his wife. Okay, if she accepts the gift, then that's valid. But if she doesn't want the gift, then it can't be given to her against her will. Okay, a get can be given to her balkarcha, but a matana in general, you cannot force someone to accept the matana. And if we're saying that this chatzer, so everybody would agree, if she doesn't want the matana of the chatzer, then she's not divorced. Okay, you can take it out and give it to her hand and she's divorced, but that specific mechanism would not work because you can't give somebody matana bal korcha against her will. Well, if chatzer is derived from biyada, it's an extension of her hand, you know, from the Torah, and when you put it into her hand, it works either midaita or bal korcha. Well, chatzer must work in the exact same manner because it's derived from biyada. And if it doesn't, then we should just say this whole thing isn't true. Then obviously chatzer is not a valid extension of biyada because they don't work in the same mechanism because you couldn't gift her this chatzer against her will. Okay, does that make sense? If you're gifting her the chatzer, yeah. Okay, this mechanism of putting... The inanami dilahave bemi daita be makorcha kigon chatzer shahaisa shala kodim shizorka get lasocha. Meaning, yeah, we can chatzer could work but it would have to be the same type of chatzar like her hand, like a chatzar that she already has before you gave her. Yeah, you already gifted this or whatever, or she kept it from her father. I could throw a get into that, and that works because that would work bal karcha. But this situation that we've been trying to suggest that I even gift her the chatzar the same way I could gift to the Eved, which we just accepted from Rava, is good. That case should not be good because that is not similar to Yada because you can't do that bal karcha. So that's what the Gemara is saying. You're right, but I guess that's a very good question. That's my last topic here. So why can't you say zachin la'adam shalom b'fan of that? You can always do zachiyah to someone even without their knowledge. I think two things. First of all, big picture here. I don't even think I have to get this. But you could see that this is a chov to the woman. Okay, yeah, but the reality of this gift is it's going to come with my divorce. So maybe like big picture it's a chov. But I think even more, if I'm not mistaken, even if it's true zachin la'adam shalom b'fan of that's only if we know for sure it's a chus. If it's not, if a person, if they're aware of it, can still always say, I don't want it. Like they could reject whether, I believe even after the fact, if it's Igloy and Melsa that they don't want it, I can't imagine that you can forcefully, we assume it's Zachal Adam Shul, so we're going to do it. But if it's any doubt or later, I think cleared up that they don't want it, I don't believe you can force someone to take anything. I don't think. Okay. So how does this situation work that you can assume that you can give her this chatzar as a gift, even in the case where she accepts it, but because it's possible she wouldn't want it and it wouldn't work bal karcha, then how is it related to yada? How do we learn it from biyada? Okay, so once again, the Gemara says matana midaisa midaita isa bal karcha lasa. So that doesn't work. Maskev la Rav Simi, Rav Simi challenges Bar Ashi challenges this question. V'ha shlichus l'kabbala dimidaita isa. Well, let me ask you the following question. Shlichas l'kabbalah, a woman, the same way a man can appoint a shliach, a valid shliach, to go and give the get to his wife, the woman can accept a shliach l'kabbalah to represent her, to be mekabel the get from the husband or from the husband's shliach, double shliach, either way. So that works, dimidaita isa, bakor chalesa. That if a woman appoints a shliach midaita, then that works l'kabbalah. But someone can't appoint a shliach l'kabbalah against her will for her, so that doesn't work bal karcha. And the assumption here is we also learn shlichus from biyada. So if shliach is learned out from yada and the shliach l'kabbalah does not work bal karcha, you cannot appoint the shliach against her will. Why don't we have the same kasha there? Okay, shliach l'kabbalah shouldn't work since it doesn't have the full, you know, range, scope, capacity of yada where it's bein b'dayta, bein bal karcha. Shliach l'kabbalah lacks that characteristic. So why don't we also say shliach l'kabbalah isn't true? So that's Rav Simi's question. So Abaye responds, what are you talking about? The Gemara, Abaye says, Atu what? Shlichus miyada israbi, mi v'shalach v'shilcha israbi. Who says we learn out shlichus from biyada? No, we learn it out from v'shalach v'shilcha. The pasuk says v'shilcha with an extra hey when it could have said v'shalach. V'shalach would have represented him. He sent it. V'shilcha is feminine her. So not only can he send it through a shliach, she could also be mekabla through a shliach. So you're right. How do we learn that from biyada? That we would have been limited, that it would have to be work bal karcha, which shliach kabbalah doesn't. So, but I'm telling you, we don't learn that from biyada. We learn it from b'shalach b'shilcha, and therefore we don't have to have this mechanism of bal karcha because it's not learned out from biyada. So that's one possibility to explain to answer this. The ibay is same, no. And even if you want to say shliach that shliach is learned out from biyada, shlichus l'kabbalah nami ashkechan bal karcha. We do have a case of shliach l'kabbalah working against her will, where you can point a shliach to be mekabel to get for the woman against her will. Shekein av mekabel get libito ketana b'karcha. We have a case a father can be mekabel, can appoint a shliach l'kabbalah for his young, less than 12-year-old daughter to accept a get on her behalf. So we do have such a case. So basically, in the end, we do allow, according to Rava, to appoint to put the get into the hand of the Eved, or into the chatzar and his eved, his chatzar, and gift it to her. Isn't chatzar learned out from yad, and yad needs to happen bal karcha. So the Gemara then responded, well, what about shlicha kabbalah? That doesn't work bal karcha. So then how do we end here? Oh, shlicha isha, is shlicha kabbalah. So how do we end?
Do they have a little footnote there? How do we?
Meaning, is it a kasha?
Or indeed, a father may accept it. since this difference, it is not right against his wife's will. The entire mechanism of shlichus regarding the resembling yad in that aspect. Thus, Rashi chose poorly, or in the case of agency as a rebuttal to Abaye. The word shlichus is not a good answer to Abaye.
Okay.
Because in the case of the father and his daughter,
so it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha, then maybe. All right. We could
in defense of Abaye.
And Abaye is asking, and Rav Abaye is asking that Chatzar learned that from Yad, so it has to be, so maybe it is a Gekash. All right, we could just, should we cover a little more ground or end it? Okay. Do you want or no? I don't know. What? Okay, well, we can move. Here we go. So can you write it Al Ha'ala Shel Zayis and also on a Karen? You can write it get on a leaf or on a horn. So Bishlama, Yad, De Eved, Lo Efshel Mikatsia. I understand that you can write a get on the hand of an Eved and hand over, and you have to hand over the entire Eved because you can't cut off the hand of the Eved. So you write the get on the hand of the Eved and give it to the wife. You can't cut that off. Ella, Karen, Shalpara, Lixia, the Lace Vila. Why do we say that you have to give the entire shore? If you write it on the horn of a shore, a get on the horn of a shore, if you give the entire shore to your wife, just cut off the horn and give the horn to your wife. So Amar Kra, V'chasav v'nasama, because the Torah says you write it and you give it to her. Mishen mechutzer ela k'siva v'nesina, yatzezesh mechutzer k'siva k'tisa v'nesina. That when you write a get on any entity that you're allowed to write it on, it has to be that in that manner it is ready to be given to your wife. It can't be that it also then needs to be cut off in order to get to her. So basically, v'chasav v'nasa means it goes as you wrote it. So since you wrote it on the horn of a shore, you got to give the entire shore to your wife. If you first remove the horn and then wrote on the horn, of course, that's what you give to your wife. But if you wrote it on the shore while it was still attached, that is the way you have to give it to your wife. All right. I feel like if we start here, I'm not going to make it to the Mishnah. Okay. Shkoya. Okay, thanks for having me.